Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Host, welcome to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Our guest today is an internationally known intuitive life coach and psychic medium, Terry Christine. I met Terry several months ago, and I could see immediately that she glowed with a beautiful energy. I asked her to be a guest on my show right away because I knew that she would share some amazing insights. She later told me that she has been on a journey developing her superpowers, her clair skills, including clairaudience, clairvoyance, and clairsentience. We were all born with these skills, but some of us are more in touch with them, and her abilities has allowed Terry to help people release their false beliefs, to help them move past their own self-imposed limitations. I'd love to have Terry explain to you herself how she came into this work and show you how you can take some positive steps. Welcome to the show, Terry. I think she can hear me.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yay!
Awesome. Welcome to the show. Tell us your background and what inspired you to start developing your superpowers.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to be here and with all the listeners. So my story began where, actually I have a story inside of a story. The first one starts where my sister was very close to my grandfather after my grandmother had passed away. They were married for over 50 years. And he ended up spending time with her every weekend. And he ended up having some medical issue that he had to go to the hospital over. And while he was on the table having an MRI, he had a massive heart attack and died. It was very sudden. She didn't expect it. He wasn't in there for any heart issues. It was something completely different. So then every year at her anniversary, or the anniversary of his death, she became very, very depressed. And on the fifth year, to the point where I didn't think she was going to make it. And I needed to do something, and I needed to do it quick. So I contacted a medium because she kept talking about how she wanted to find out, was he in pain, how he was feeling, and so on. The medium provided a very loving and unconditional message to her about how he felt, and he just saw the light and stepped in and was happy and with my grandmother. And from that moment, she was completely healed, didn't have any more depression. And at the end of that conversation, the medium said, "I never thought I would be doing this. If I can do it, anyone can do it." And so I took that seed because I was in the middle of a relationship that wasn't going too well myself. And I thought, wow, if I can heal people instantly like that, I want to do that. So I was going through this very painful 14-year relationship, and here's the other part of the story. And every day for the last year of those 14 years, I was crying hysterically, not just a little. So one night, a couple of months before it was over, I got out of bed about 3 a.m. and crawled into the bathroom and was crying and crying. And then I just remembered seeing stars as if I was floating, but I was crying. And then all of a sudden, as if someone was standing right next to me, I heard, "Love will come." And I thought, whoa, oh my God. Because really, that's what I had been asking from him after over 14 years. And then instantly, right after that, every day, I read every single self-help book, personal development. I went into seminars. I became a Reiki master and learned essential oils and I mean everything and anything you can think of. And during that journey, I was able to take many classes and clear all the false beliefs and keep my own inner love and guidance for myself. And that's how I ended up where I am today. But those two major life-altering things happened that created where I am.
That's incredible. I know most of us have stories like that where it's like there was no need, and then as soon as there was a need, bang, it happens. So let's tell the listeners a little more about this, about the false belief systems that are set up when we're young and how we can start thinking about them so we can make breakthroughs.
Sure. You know, a false belief is a block, and a block, again, back to the false belief, is created before the age of 7 most of the time. And it's usually created between yourself and a caregiver such as mom or dad. And those false beliefs do not necessarily have to be a physical or emotional turmoil. It's simply you taking in at that time and space in your life of what you feel that you want to convey to yourself. An example is that you could be, you know, 4 or 5 years old, a little girl. We always like to dress up our little girls, and you're wearing a little ballerina outfit, and you're playing, and you're dancing, and mom says, okay, it's time to go. We have to go to the store, and you don't want to take the outfit off. And mom says, okay, the outfit needs to come off. And then you're like, no, when you create or hold a temper tantrum. And then mom puts on another outfit, and then you're mad the rest of the day. But in your little 3-year-old or 4-year-old brain, you're saying, no one's going to make me do something I don't want to do. I'm always going to be able to do what I want and wear. So then in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, you're triggered by what people say or do or even how they look at you. And then what happens is it relates to you wanting to do what you wanting to do, and then you could feel or have some confrontation with authority, especially female authority, if that issue when you were young was between you and mom. So it's simply you taking in that I'm not going to allow this at that moment and carrying it to an adult life until you can see that, until you can feel that and take it back. That's when you can say, hey, I'm done living in this vicious cycle, and I'm going to go on and move past it and create something new for myself. And that's where I kind of come in, because I connect to the energy of the person, I can tell them at the age what happened and with whom, and then I'll take that and I'll describe it to my client in what they're living currently in their life, and then help them relate the two so they can really see it and let it go.
Well, that's a great example. I see that all the time. I call it stubbornness. It's kind of the pejorative of being affirmative, you know, being proactive, and then knowing when to quit. So in this case, it's not knowing when to quit, right?
Exactly.
And so that's a really, really common one. And that was a really great example. So we don't have much time before the break, but let's just take another minute or so to describe what you would tell somebody like that. Like, you know, you've already explained that particular situation. And does that help break through just by telling them, or do you do something special for them?
So it really depends on how big the block and how strong it is that's keeping them back from a particular thing in their life. So if it is about authority, I'll have them go back to the moment. We may even bring up a vision of mom. We may forgive mom. We'll go through an exercise of forgiveness, cutting cords, loving themselves inside. We may go into themselves of feeling love, hugging them. And then I'll do energy statements to help shift any resistance or anything that they don't want to let go. Because sometimes people say, this is how I am and this is what created me. And so there may be some resistance in their energy. And then I'll just do a statement and shift it out. I can actually feel it.
Yes, I do the same thing. So I just want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and today our guest is the amazing Terry Christine. And we'll be diving deeper into her intuitive, where you'll hear some things you can do personally to help yourself move past your current limitations.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Choplis is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. And before the break, we were talking about how Terry Christine developed her superpowers and how she helps people break through their limitations. She specifically talked about breaking through their stubbornness. And she has a really big mission in life and helps people all over the world. So let's get more specific on what people can do for themselves. Welcome back, Terry. Could you tell us a story, a specific story or two about how what you do helps people? In other words, an example.
So I have, clients that are in relationships that are unpleasant, but they stay in those relationships because of children or what they think is their commitment. So they'll continue to stay and they'll continue to do whatever they feel they can deal with the situation. And so when they come to me, I connect to what it is that's keeping them living in a relationship that is not satisfying. There's no love or whatever it is that they're not having. And then what we work together is healing the past of what they feel that they're living in fear of, because most of the time these blocks are related to fear. You know, a lot of the fear of the unknown, or a lot with relationships, the fear of being alone. And so, you know, working with the person and letting them understand that it's only a perception of what they think other people are causing to them, or what they think is going to happen if they do certain things. It's really getting them into a place of just being, of just feeling that the love from within is going to overexceed anything that they ever are more fearful of. If that makes you, yeah.
It does, because one of the things that I do is I clear out old relationship baggage, because a lot of times that stuff is hanging around and we're moving into the future instead of looking into the past. So that does very much, very much similar. But I love that you have them go to a place of love instead of looking at what's wrong, but instead looking at what's right.
Yeah, it truly is about that, because the perception is what they think is the darkness or the negativity or what they don't have. When you shift the perspective or their perception of what they do have, you know, the love for themselves or what all the great things that they have, if it's a job or a car or children, and then start feeling about taking care of themselves, because when they're in a really bad relationship, they're living outside of themselves and trying to please another person. And that person still may have a lot of love for the person that they're married to or in a long-term relationship, but they're constantly trying to show the other one how much they love them in order for the other to love them back. So they're constantly living outside of themselves, and then it ends up being a lot of regret or resentment in the end. And that's where we try to eliminate that before that happens, so that the relationship can end at least in a loving manner.
Yeah, so that was something that you had mentioned to me earlier, was about going to a place of gratitude and appreciation.
Right. If a person... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that's what it sounds like, you know, bringing them into a place of love. And then looking at all the good things that they've got. So they're moving into gratitude, which is saying thank you, and then appreciation, which is saying I love it. Right? And
that's right.
When,
That's right, absolutely. But also remember that gratitude is more than just thanking someone for a gift. I mean, gratitude is every single thing around you, from the bed you sleep on, the pillow, the warm water, because we all know what a cold shower feels like. But if you live in complete gratitude of the clothes and how they fit and how you're driving and your car is getting you to work, and I mean, hug the tires, because it's all energy. And when you're giving that type of love out to everything around you, it's just mirrored back to you.
Yes, exactly. That's, you know, one of the things that I tell people is, even if you pick up a penny, you're grateful for the penny, because that's something more in your life that you didn't have before. And so it's like you said, every little piece in your life, that gratitude will always come back to you tenfold. And so what are some other tips that you would offer that would help someone who wants to break through their own limitations?
So, you know, there are three choices to live in your life to create more clarity and love and desire. And, of course, the gratitude, as we explained, and then truth, living in your truth. If you're very heart-centered and feeling the love and knowing that you can speak your truth, it will allow others to know that, hey, they're not doing anything intentionally to hurt me. This is just simply how they feel, and I accept them how they are. And then the third is living fearlessly. If you live fearlessly by taking chances and not just jumping out of an airplane, but, you know, going to see a movie that you've never seen before. I mean, I've known people that only see comedies that you know, are afraid to see something, you know, a psychodrama or something like that. But, you know, just doing things that are just out of the norm and feeling the excitement, because you can turn that fear into excitement, almost like a roller coaster ride. You know how it feels like when you're going up and it's clink, clink, clink up the hill and your arms are up, you're like, yeah! And then all of a sudden when you get close to the top, you get a little nervous going, oh my God, what did I just do? And then you get to the top and there's that peace of looking around going, man, this isn't bad. And then as you're going down, your arms are up and you're screaming like there's no tomorrow, and you're like, ah! And you get down and you're like, oh my God, let's do that again.
Yeah, life does feel like a roller coaster, doesn't it, sometimes? But that's the fun part.
Exactly. So you can turn everything that you have in your life simply into like that fun ride. It's a ride. So instead of worrying about what's going to happen when you get to the other side, it's like enjoying the ride as you go up and knowing that there's that peace and calm, because that stability right at the top, and then go, your arms are up. But everything about life is about ease and grace. So enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I really love that analogy. I've used it sometimes, you know, just hanging on, white knuckling it and screaming it. And then when you get at the bottom, you go, oh my God, let's do that again.
It is so true.
Yes. And one of the things that I find also interesting, and you've probably seen this in your own practice, is how many people are unwilling to try new things. Like I hear them, well, I can't draw or paint. And I say, well, have you ever tried? And they go, no.
Exactly.
It's like exactly. When children are little and they say, I don't like food. Well, have you ever tasted it? No. And my question to them is, so do you have taste buds in your eyeballs?
You know what? It brings up a story. I'd love to share this one because when my children were little, I wanted to create something fun where I would show them it's an adventure and what's the worst thing that can happen. So when they were little, I used to take them to a Korean grocery store, a great big one, where you see the live fish and the live eels and the turtles and things like that. And so we would walk around and, you know, 99% of all the product in there is not in English. So I would try to figure it out from the frozen foods or even some of the fruits and vegetables that I've never seen in my life or ever heard. So I would buy, you know, random. We'd buy a bag full of stuff and take it home. And then I would tell them to try it because if we don't like it, we simply just throw it away. But if you like it and it's the best thing you ever had, of course, that's something you've never had and you're going to go back and get more. And now my kids do these things. They're, you know, I have a young adults now, and they go to the Korean market and they just buy a bunch of stuff and they bring it home like, try this. So it's a way of getting them to look at something like that as an adventure versus something, oh, I've never done it, I'm not going to.
Exactly. I always say that it's like opening a treasure box that you didn't know that you had before. And when you open that treasure box and you find something new that you really love to do, like I didn't start painting till I was 50, and then it turns out that I really love it and I'm good at it, and I never would have tried it. Except that somebody says, you know, you really ought to try it. And I'm going, okay. And so that was that sense of adventure, right? And then when I started painting, they said, have you ever painted before? I go, no. So let's ask, since this is Vivid Life Radio and we're doing a campaign on finding out what your vivid life looks like. So for the listeners, go to facebook.com/vividlife.me to tell your own story of what your vivid life looks like. I'd like to ask Terry, what does your vivid life look like?
You know, my vivid life is about really my purpose, and it's about helping as many people as I can, not having to live in pain again, because I've experienced that, and I know that what it feels like, and you really don't have to go through it more than once. That's it. One time, and then that's it. Move forward. That's my vivid life, helping others.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. So I know that I've noticed that your website now is really incredibly different. So Terry's website is Terry is spelled T-E-R-R-I-E, and last name Christine, just like the name spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. So it's terrychristine.com. And you have a lot of little gifts and really interesting things and blogs and podcasts. So you've got podcasts on there so people can connect again with Terry on her website. So do you have anything special? What's your free gift that you offer on there?
Yeah, I would like to offer an exclusive gift to the listeners here of a 20-minute complimentary session. What I do is I'll pinpoint directly into their energy and the strongest block that's holding them back. And then just to simply show them what amazing talents, energy, work, and myself have and can help you move forward in your life. So 20-minute complimentary session with me, and they can reach me through my website.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And I know, because just listening to you and speaking with you before, I know how much, you know, divine light comes through you. And I mean, you're so beautiful that I'm sure people would love to connect with you. So this is all we have for today. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and for our guest, Terry Christine, for sharing her gift for helping people move past their limitations. You can connect with her at terrychristine.com. and lets you and I connect, go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for my newsletter and get my powerful healing audio for releasing stress so you can get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Mark your calendars for next week so you can join us for another powerful conversation, this time with the inspiring Siobhan Moran, an amazing energy worker who helps you break through your abundance barriers on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopless is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.